Oh, it's been good. It's you know, obviously it was a little short. We had LA running almost into June, but summer was great. You know, obviously got spent time with a lot of family and friends and stuff. But you know, trained hard this summer. You know, to get ready for the season.
So you mentioned it was a little bit of a shorter summer, which is something that you want to have. It's something that you want to make sure happens. I guess just look back on the way that the season went last year and just your overall feel on the nice deep run your team had into the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, we had a great season. You know, we made it all the way to the Eastern Conference Final. Obviously, we lost out to the Rangers, but you know, it's something that our focus, I think, in this off season was to get ready for this year coming up. And you know, our goal is to get to the Stanley Cup Final. And you know, it's something it's not easy. It takes a lot of hard work, but I think all the guys kind of got a taste how much fun we had getting to the Eastern Conference Final. And and are ready to do what it takes to get even farther.
Yeah, a run like that. I mean, how much closer does a team become and this core group and the guys that are coming back this year, how much closer does a group become knowing you went as deep as you did last year?
Yeah, definitely. You know, you get almost seems like an extra 2 months of, bonding and chemistry between your teammates. So, you know, it's definitely, it's a great way to bond as a team. You know, you become that much closer. You see the guy blocking a shot, you know, getting stitched up in the playoffs, playing hurt. Definitely, you earn a lot of respect from your teammates, and you know, hopefully, you know, that can count on having another late run this year.
In conversation with Montreal Canadiens forward Travis Moen, he joins us here on Hockey Central at noon on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Okay, so at what point did you kind of, whether it was during the regular season or maybe sometime in the postseason, but at what point did you kind of realize, or maybe the team kind of realize that, hey, this is a pretty special group and we might be able to accomplish some pretty impressive things this year?
I think it was earlier in the year. I think, you know, we had a good team. You know, we got, you know, some real skilled forwards, pretty deep through, the front end. Our defense are solid. You know, we got, you know, guys like Markey, PK, that are, you know, your puck moving defenseman, great on the power play. And then we got Carey Price in that. So I think early on, you know, we had some ups and downs, but we felt as a team, if we brought our A game, we had a chance to win every night. And I think after the first round against Tampa, we felt real confident with our game, and you know, it kind of snowballed after that.
Did you expect, I mean, obviously you expect to win a series, but that seemed like a really close series between your team and Tampa Bay, and yet you end up sweeping it from them. Was that something that, as you look back on it, kind of surprising?
Yeah, it, like you said, it was actually a real tight series. I mean, there was a couple games that went either way, and that's just, it's kind of the way it goes in the playoffs. You know, looking back, people are going to look back and say, oh, they, you know, obviously 4-0, but it was a close series. It was a tough fought series, and both teams played well, and we got some lucky bounces, and you need that in the playoffs, definitely. A couple of lucky bounces, and which allowed us to move on against Boston, and obviously we did well against them too.
When you saw that meeting, when you saw that, okay, Boston is the team that we're going to play in round two, how much more do the juices start flowing knowing you're playing that team, which seems to be your number one rival?
Yeah, it is. I think guys get excited. It's always fun playing Boston. It's such a big rivalry. You know, obviously we lost out in Game 7 to them 2 or 3 years before that. So we wanted to win that series, and you know, I think everybody you know, put their bodies on the line, did whatever it took to get that win, and you know, it took seven games, but I think guys you know, played their hearts out, and you know, we were able to get by them and against play on against the Rangers.
How come your team seems to match up as well as it does against the Bruins?
Yeah, it's strange. I mean, they're always great games. You know, they're always 2-1, 3-2 games. You know, low scoring, physical games. That I don't know exactly what it is, but there's never really been you know, a barn burner either way. It's always real tight games, and And I think it's both teams just really get up for the game, and you know, they want to win so bad that you pay a little extra attention to defense, and you don't want to be the guy to get scored on. So it they're low scoring games, but they're fun to play.
And then that final series against New York, and I know the Rangers end up eliminating you from the postseason, but how do you look back on that series against the Rangers?
I thought we played really well. Carey Price going down really hurts us, but Tokarski came in and played really well for us. To be kind of thrown in the spotlight like that, and a young guy, and he stood up tall for us, made some key saves, and it was just one of those things where we just kind of ran out of juice against New York. And like I said, obviously losing Carey Price is a big blow, but we fought hard, and like I said, now we're geared up, ready for to go a little further in the postseason, make it to the finals. That's kind of our goal.
In conversation with Travis Moen of the Montreal Canadiens here on Hockey Central at noon. Curious as to kind of where you see yourself with this team right now. Like, we're talking about a good stretch of NHL hockey now under your belt. You've been in this league for a long time, so you kind of consider yourself a leader with this Canadiens team?
Yeah, I think so. I think obviously we just named our four assistants with Markov, Plecky, Subban, Pacioretty, but there's a lot of us older veteran guys that you don't need an A to be a leader. Obviously those guys are our four leaders, but we can also lead by example on the ice, and you need a lot of leaders on a team. So there's guys like me, Manny Malhotra, guys like that, Brandon Press, that obviously think of ourselves as leaders too. So definitely those four are the main guys, but we will we'll chip in and help out whenever we can.
It's been 5 years now in Montreal, the fishbowl of the National Hockey League, and in a lot of ways the mecca of this league as well. Does it feel like you've spent that much time in Montreal, or does it fly by pretty quickly?
It flies by. It's amazing to think that this is my sixth season in Montreal. It's been a lot of fun. Montreal is a great place to play, one of the best, and it's definitely, when you're having fun, time flies by, and it sure has. My son's five now, and he was only 6 months old when when I signed here. So it proves to you how fast time flies by, and hopefully another 2 years here, and it's been a lot of fun. So hopefully we can go a little further this year, and it'd be nice to maybe win a Montreal. That would be something pretty special.
Well, you're a Saskatchewan guy. You played junior hockey in Kelowna, and then as you were working your way up through the National Hockey League, didn't have an opportunity to play in a Canadian city, and then bam, there you are in Montreal. Did you ever think that you'd be doing what you do in Montreal?
No, I never did. Never did think that. Obviously, being a West guy, I was always, the Calgary Edmontons were, when I was younger, teams I rooted for, but, extremely happy I've had a chance to play in Montreal. It's definitely a privilege to play with, such a great organization and such passionate fans. It's been obviously an eye opener to just the history behind this whole franchise. It's pretty historic. So it's been a lot of fun.
Sure, it looks like an interesting makeup of this team. Like, you've got players like you and Brandon Prust and Dale Weiss and Gallagher and names like that. And then some really high skill players in Galchenyuk and Pacioretty and Plekanec. But just the overall makeup of the team and the overall makeup of the locker room. How do you like the mix of this team?
I love it. I think, we have that great mix of, skill and speed and grit and toughness. And you need that. You need that coming down the stretch. You need a gritty, you need that mix of talent with grit and skill. And, and then obviously with our goaltending, he's probably one of the best goaltenders in the league. So having that mix, I feel real confident about the season.
Just a few more with Travis Moen of the Montreal Canadiens here on Hockey Central at noon. Not a ton of changeover on this team this year. It's in a lot of ways looking very much like the team it was last year that went to the Eastern Conference Final. How promising is that for you as a player inside that room, knowing that, there isn't a lot of change, and now this group can maybe try and build on what happened last year?
Yeah, and that's our focus. We know that we have a real good team again. Pretty much everybody's coming back. Obviously, lost a few key guys, but replaced them with some other really important guys too. So, you know, we're confident. You know, we like the makeup of the team. We feel like we can compete. And, you know, I think we're a little bit hungrier this year after losing out to the Rangers. So, you know, we gotta leave kind of where we left off last year and start fresh and keep moving forward. And, you know, obviously the number one goal is to make the playoffs. But, mm-hmm. you know, after that, we have our sights set high this year, that's for sure.
Well, what are the realistic chances that you'll be able to build on what you did last year? And I guess maybe how difficult that might be?
Well, it's always tough. I mean, you know, different teams make different moves. You know, you kind of, you know, bring in some older guys, younger guys. I mean, you can never really tell the future of what your team's going to be, but you know, like I said, we really believe in our team, in our dressing room. We believe that we're a great team, and you got to have that belief, and you got to go out and play like it. So, you know, we're all looking forward to this season, and you know, proving that we can get back there.
Well, I know it's a pretty cool buzz whenever the Montreal Canadiens go deep in the postseason, whether we're out here in Calgary or certainly where you are in Montreal. But
yeah.
We kind of enjoy it when it happens. So looking forward to another nice run for Montreal. Travis, thanks so much for doing this today. Really appreciate the conversation.
No problem. My pleasure.